Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Yeah, it's good to be with you to worship the Lord.
我们很高兴能够跟你们一起敬拜神。
Yeah, and actually I try to preach in English, but you know, it's a little bit difficult for me. So
我本来想尝试用英文讲道，但是有一点对我有点难。
所以我还是用中文来讲。
Therefore, I will be preaching in Chinese.
Okay. Okay. 所以我们继续开始之前的话，我想，因为两个教会我们在一起，我们 actually 我们是在神的里面，好吧？
Even though we have two congregations, but we are one in Christ.
所以我很高兴，就是说我们在崇拜之前的话，我们就要 greet each other with your own language and hope they can understand.
Therefore, in the beginning of the congregation, the worship,
我们可以大家彼此的说好。好，我们去找一个，就是说我们那个灵粮堂的话，我们就找 Green Band， 然后 Green Band 我们找灵粮堂，我们 greet each other, hug each other, and say it's very good to worship you together.
So let's greet one another. If you are from Green Bank, please find someone from River Life, and if you are from River Life, vice versa, please.
Yeah, just greet each other, okay? Yes. 好，我们彼此来问安，好吧？彼此来问安，好，我们在神里头。
Yeah, let's greet one another.
Yeah, it's good.
Hello.
See you.
Hello, hi, how are you?
God bless.
God bless you. God bless you, Richard. Good to see you. Yeah, okay. Yes, hallelujah. 好，够高吗？ 够高吗？
可以，我只是把它翻开了，这样就好。嗯，这个的可以吗？
OK。 所以你有哈？
对。
好。 好，好，那我们打开神的话语，我们同来思想。Let's
open our Bible and let's meditate on it.
好，我们今天要思想《使徒行传》第一章四到八节。The
scripture for today's passage is sermon is coming from Book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4 to 8.
好，翻开之后的话，由我来念出。
Let me read it in Chinese.
你读英文。哦，我读。OK。好的。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。”Verse
4. On one occasion, while he was getting with them, he gave them this command: Do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。For
John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他们聚集的时候，耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？”So
when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?"
耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们所知道的。”He
said to them, "It is not for you to know the times and dates." The Father has set by His own authority.
但圣灵降临在你身上，就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。But
you will receive power from the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
那我们在神面前一起祷告。Let's
pray.
恩主，我们恭敬在你的施恩座前。
Lord, we just wait before your throne.
主，我知道你的心意何等切慕，要向我们施恩。
Lord, we know that you are eager to give us grace.
你要向我们显明你的心意。
You're going to reveal your heart.
主啊，你说用圣灵来为我们施洗。
You're going to baptize us with your Holy Spirit.
我相信圣灵要苏醒我们的心。
And you will restore our heart.
要降临在我们的生命当中。
And will rest upon our life.
让我们能够在生命当中可以得着能力。
And so that we will gain strength in our life.
在全地可以做你的见证。
So that we will be witness throughout the earth.
主，我们已经将你的话语打开。
We'll open your word, Lord.
用你的圣灵来光照。
May your Holy Spirit reveal to us.
让我们能够进入到真理的完全里。
So that we'll enter into the truth.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. 好，我想我们正处在一个巨变的社会里面。
We are at a time of change.
特别是最近呢，天灾人祸不断。
Especially all these things, the natural disaster that is occurring around us.
日本的地震。
In Japanese earthquake.
核子的危机。
Nuclear meltdown.
然后中东有茉莉花革命。
And also all the things that is going on in the Middle East.
本拉登刚刚被毙掉。
And also we know Bin Laden has just been killed.
然后各样的恐怖的组织蠢蠢欲动。
And lots of terrorism activities going on.
其实就在世界这环境局势变动的过程里头。
And during this time of change.
在这整个的世界，在基督教的内外里里外外的话，各样世界关于世界末日这些预言、流言跟传言，好像都不断。
And we hear inside and outside of Christianity and things about the rumors and news about the end time and the second coming of Christ.
就在这个西方的这个世界里呢，我们知道有个 Family Radio 就在 Auckland 那边。
Even there's a so-called Family Radio that we hear, which is located in somewhere in Auckland.
他们是预言的话，5月21号是世界的末日。
And they prophesize that the end of the world is going to take place in May 21st.
Yeah, just a few days ago.
few days
to go.
we don't have much time to go anyway.
我们怎么样预备？
How do you think?
听到这些的消息，你们怎么办
？When we hear this kind of story, what do we do about it?
我知道刚刚过去在台湾。
I heard something about from Taiwan.
有一个人叫王老师。
There's a guy called 罗马斯。
王老师。
王老师。
Teacher Wang.
Teacher Wang.
Are you teaching something?
he was teaching something.
Mysterious thing. 他说那个世界末日，他算来算去风水这些东西算完是5月11号。
He used Chinese feng shui to calculate, and he also came up with the dates of May 11.
11th, that will be passed.
and then it was, it's gone already.
Yeah, 他所讲的在台湾的时候也造成了一些的搅动。
And he also stirred quite a bit of things.
许多人要卖房子，变卖田产，就在那边就把钱存着，准备带上天堂。
A lot of people who followed him sold their properties and follow him.
结果因为是急售的话，那贱价出售所以造成很多家庭的问题
And because of that, many families were destroyed.
然后，所以当五月十一号过去之后，你在五月十一号快来的时候的话，他们是从晚上12点开始算到那个另外一天的半夜12点，就那边算到底来了没有。
And they just once May 11th began, they were starting to count hour by hour until the midnight of next day.
Nothing happened.
And there was absolutely nothing that happened.
所以现在王老师要被起诉。
Therefore, people are suing him. This teacher, Professor Wang, some.
teacher Wang, Wang.
Teacher Wang, not professor.
okay. 弟兄姊妹，当我们听到这些事情的时候，我们的心怎么来看？
When we see this thing taking place, how do we face them?
我相信神给我们一个原则，就回到圣经的教导里头。
And we know that we need to go back to the Bible.
因为神的话其实在圣经里已经教导我们非常的清楚。
Because the Bible has taught us clearly about these events.
在我们刚才读的《使徒行传》第一章第七节。
Just like what we read in
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 5.
Verse 7.
In the book of Acts.
Yeah. 耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候跟日期，你们不是你们可以晓得的。”
He says that the dates that the Father has set by His own authority, nobody will know.
不在乎日期。
It's not about the dates.
真的，神说你们不要太看重这个日期。
God said, don't look for the
dates. 神说最重要是你们要预备好你们的心，预备神的再来。
Most important thing that you need to be prepared.
如果我们的心预备好的话，神随时可以来的，我们可以随时回到神那边的。
But if our hearts are prepared, then we can be ready for any time.
你在这世上，你当做什么，你就努力的去做。
What you need to do in this earth, you should go and do it.
就像刚才 Morgan 讲的，我们需要成为神手中那一分钱。
We need just like what Morgan, Sister Morgan said.
我们从神领受的，对神的那个信心，把它传递出去。
We need to proclaim our faith.
我们需要明白一件事情。
We need to understand one thing.
就是有关那些末后那个预言，其实神都是指向他神的国度，跟神的国度是联系在一起的。
About the end time prophecy and God's kingdom is very interrelated.
神在为什么要赐下这些预言？他的目的其实不是让我们要趋吉避凶。
什么叫聚集弟兄？
就是我们 just want a blessing, we just escape from those disasters.
Okay. The reason for giving us all these prophetic words is not so that we can escape.
其实更可能也不是说要让这个国家能够逃避那个将要来的审判。
It's not for our nation to actually escape the judgment that's to come.
我相信神给我们预言，其实是那，就是那我们刚才所讲的这些事情，其实是预言的一个结果而已。
All that we talk about is really the result of prophecy.
那不是预言的目的。
That's not the goal of a prophecy.
预言的指向最终都是跟神的国度要联系在一起的。
The real reason for giving prophecy is to
末期的来到是跟神的国的复兴连在一起。
The kingdom and the revival is very much related.
求神来帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们真的看到神的心意。
May we see what is in
God's heart. 他要我们活在这个复兴的浪潮里面。
So that we can live in the this flow of a revival.
神的心意是让神的国能够在这地上，就在我们这群人的生命当中，完全的给彰显出来。
So that God's kingdom can be actually revealed in our heart.
我相信这福音本是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的。
To save all that will be believed.
今天我们领受福音的大能，我觉得远远还不够。
Today we receive the power of the gospel.
你相信福音的大能，不单单能够带来我们生命的完全的改变。
We believe that gospel can change our lives.
能够带来我们身体的完全的救赎吗
？And also believe that you will restore our physical body.
神给我们的属灵生命的救赎。
God has given a spiritual redemption.
完全的转变我们这些里头的这些心思意念里的这些观念。
The gospel will change our thinking.
为什么人生性的末后要来临的时候会有恐慌？
Why is it the end time? Many people are in fear.
因为我们人，我们还离不开这世界。阿门。
It's like we can't leave this earth.
我们觉得很多世界，很多我们的这个存在是跟这个世界绑在一起的。
Our existence is completely, totally connected to what is.
所以我们当他离开这世界的时候，我们觉得这些东西都放不下来。
So when we are about to leave this world, we just can't.
我们这个世上辛辛苦苦所积累的人事物，我们都要想带到天上。
We really want to bring everything to heaven.
求神保守我们。
May God help us.
天上不需要这些。
In heaven we don't need all.
天上又给你了更好的。
There is much better.
是一个完全的状态。
They are much more perfect.
你所爱的人。
Those who you love.
你觉得他现在是最好要把他带到天上吗
？You want to bring them to heaven?
我告诉你，你在神的眼中看他的时候，你就会完全知道神要给你的是何等美善的。你现在所看到的只不过是那美善当中的一小部分而已。
When you see through God's eye, you see what is most perfect to you.
哇，你觉得你现在的存款，你存的一亿够了吗
？All the money that you have in your deposit.
你觉得说啊，这一亿我一定不要带一亿了，我带一千万到天堂就够花了。
You think, okay, if I can bring 1% of that money to heaven, that would be great.
天上不需要这些。
Heaven does not need that at all.
天上我们所住就是黄金街、碧玉城。
The heaven is full of gold and other precious stones.
在神的同在里头，我们拥有一切美善的。
In God's presence, we have everything we need.
不需要世上这些会过去的东西。
We don't need anything that is temporary.
我们所担心的东西，担心错了。
Our worry is all in the wrong place.
预言的指向是让我们从地上那些 focus， 因为我们转眼，我们抬头看神。
The goal of prophecy is to turn our eyes and our attention to heaven, so that we will know what is most perfect.
求神帮助我们的生命需要跟神的国度要连接在一起。
So that our life and God's kingdom can be completely related.
让我们的生命开始有价值。
So that our life will be counted worthy.
生命开始有意义。
So that we will be living. So that we have direction in our living.
其实，在这样的日子里头，特别这些预言要兴起的时候
especially all these prophetic words that's flying around.
我们教会弟兄姐妹要起来，一同来明白神的心意。
We need to rise up and understand what is in God's heart.
要了解神的作为。
To understand His.
你要进入神的命定。
To enter in His destiny.
不要让你今天的生命你白白的过去。
So that we will not waste our life.
真的每一天都非常的宝贵。
Every single second is very precious.
真的决定你将来永恒生命里头你的冠冕。
You decide what is going to, whether you're going to receive the crown.
弟兄姐妹不要误会。
Let's not misunderstand.
我们天天都说神啊，你的复兴降临。
And we cry out to God, Lord, may Your revival come to us.
今天我告诉你。
Let me say this to you.
复兴已经在我们的生活当中了。
In reality, revival is already in our.
复兴已经在我们生命当中发生了。
The revival is already happening in my.
复兴就是神作为的彰显。
Revival is about the revelation of God's deeds.
今天，当我们看见弟兄姐妹，你祷告之后，人的生命被改变。
When we pray and we see people's life changed.
当你看见在敬拜的时候，神被那个神的灵触摸到这些有需要的人，人在神面前这样子俯伏下来，谦卑流泪。
When we worship and we see people being touched by God and their life.
当你为病人祷告，病人可以从这个病况当中可以起来。
And when we pray for the sick, they are being restored.
你就是在复兴的浪潮里面。
Then you are in this.
复兴就是神的作为。
Revival.
所以我们今天要把复兴从天上的层面，我们降到地上的层面。
We want to bring this revival from heaven to earth.
今天以色列人的问题就是说，神，那你复兴以色列国就在今天吗
？And those questioned by the disciples is that, are you going to restore the kingdom?
真的，我们把神的作为限制在我们自己所想象的当中。
We often confine God's these with something that we can understand.
我相信神的灵今天就在我们里面。
We believe that the spirit of God is
就在我们的生命里面。
It is in our life.
还有预备我们的生命可以承载复兴的那个实质。
He is preparing us for this revival.
如何预备自己，我们来迎接这复兴的来到
？How to prepare ourselves for this coming revival?
我们简单从三个方面一起来思想。
We're going to think about this in three points.
第一个方面
，First，
我相信神要预备我们。
Sorry, can you let him finish the translation?
OK. 我讲得太快了。
He's talking too fast.
翻译得很辛苦。
He just doesn't remember I'm here.
Sorry. 第一个我们可以学习的。
First thing that we can learn.
我们需要除去这复兴的拦阻。
We need to remove the hindrance to revival.
什么是拦阻我们承接那复兴的东西
？What are these hindrances to revival?
第六章这第一章第六节这边讲。
In verse 6, it says,
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在今天吗
？So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom?
这是以色列人的问题。
And this is their question.
我相信也是我们的问题。
It is also our question.
我们都一直希望我的问题让神来解决。
We always think that God will come to resolve our problem.
我的困难让神来突破。
What did you just say?
我的困难让神来突破。
Let God resolve solve my problems.
但我们首先要看见一件事情，其实复兴最大的拦阻就是我们自己。
But the biggest hindrance is ourselves.
我们自己自以为是。
We really think that we are somebody.
以自我为中心的生活其实是复兴最大的拦阻。
People who are self-centered is the biggest hindrance.
我相信人进入复兴不是没有神的话。人进入复兴不是没有神的话。
Okay. To enter into this revival is not because of lack of God's word.
那是因为我们对神的话，我们有自己的定见。
The biggest hindrance is that we have our own preconceived idea about the word of God.
对，我们自己的定见，对圣灵的这个工作，我们就把它给扼杀在启示的当中。
For instance, like things that we how we understand about the work of the Holy Spirit, our preconceived ideas.
我这样子说，你们可能觉得很冤枉啊。
You may think that, oh no, yeah, I'm being misunderstood.
我说神啊，我不是一定一直在追求吗
？Isn't that I'm also seeking after the Holy Spirit?
但容许神告诉我们。
May I tell you these?
其实我们的追求是有一个架构在那边限制我们。
We often, even though we seek.But we have this. We set ourselves a perimeter where we can seek these.
没错，我们是从恩典当中，我们进到神的国度里面。
We come into God's kingdom by grace.
但是不知不觉当中，我们过往的这些恩典就成为我们的束缚。
And when we I don't quite understand.
就我们过往的这些恩典，慢慢就成为我们自己的拦阻啊。就
But even though we live by grace, but somehow this grace becomes our boundary.
也许你很努力的读圣经。
You may read Bible very fervently.
但是你其实是神学的观念已经限制了你对神的那个启示的明白。
But problem is that sometimes we already have the theological understanding that actually confines our.
就像当年的以色列人一样。
Just like the Israelites.
以色列一直以为他就是神唯一的选民。
Usually, I think that they are the only elect.
神复兴的国度不会超越以色列的。
The kingdom will not expand beyond the border of Israel.
但是就是因为他的这样一个观念，他限制了福音从以色列人进入外邦人。
It's because of that, therefore, they actually really constrain the gospel being spread beyond the Jerusalem.
他们自以为弥赛亚来只是为以色列人预备的。
They think the Messiah just come for the Israelites.
他忘记了圣经里的一个伟大的宣告：神爱世人。
and they forgot that the Bible declares that God loves the world.
以色列人只是神手中的一颗种子而已。
Israel is just the seed within God's hand.
他要把这个救恩带出去。
He wants to bring this salvation to the whole nations.
今天如果我们的教会，我们觉得神的福气
，Oops，
神的祝福就在我们身上的时候
，When we think that God's blessing is right upon us，
那我们可能就跟当年的以色列人一样。
And we may just think just like the Israelites.
神要把我们 upside down.
God is certainly going to turn it upside down.
以至于有的东西全部都要掉到地上。
Now what we think that we have is going to all fall apart.
我们自己要小心。
We really need to be alert.
除去这个复兴的拦阻。
We need to remove hindrance to revival.
就是我们自己的定见。
Is our preconceived understanding.
能够我们自己的想法限制神那永恒的作为。
Let all these hindrance of all preconceived idea be removed among us.
我们跟主耶稣说你要小心。
Let's say to each other, you better be careful.
Be careful. 要不然真的复兴来到了，我们还觉得还没有。
Otherwise, when revival does come upon us, we think that it is not a revival.
有些时候可能是我们这个螺丝松了。
Maybe sometimes because some screw got loose.
我们在圣灵的光照下面，我们要重新把它拧紧。
Invite the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to tighten this.
其实神在圣经里头告诉我们什么是复兴。
But Bible tells us what is revival.
复兴在神的定义里头有三种。
Revival has three definitions in the Bible.
第一种，神要做的话，那复兴是一个 restore， 是一个重建的工作。
First is the restoration.
为什么要重建呢
？Why do we have to restore？
不过你可能说，我现在的根基已经这么好了。
You may say my foundation is already firm.
我已经拥
有了所有的一切。I don't
need anything at all. 在这个一切上面，神有祝福。
I have all the blessing from God.
为什么我需要重新开始
？Why do I need to restart again？
但神说，他来的复兴就是先要拆毁、毁坏。
And often the revival comes is first actually to demolish, therefore so that it can rebuild.
为什么？因为在旧有的根基上面，我们那个方向已经都错了。
In the old foundation of all direction is all wrong.
我们可能不是注重神。
We may be not focusing on God Himself.
那是跟神有关的。
But something related to God.
神学。
Maybe it's a theology.
神的作为。
Maybe God's power.
神的启示。
Maybe God's revelation.
弟兄姊妹，我们要重建我们的信仰。
We really need to re-examine our belief.
其实，在我们的生命当中，在我自己生命成长过程中，其实我每一天都在跟自己挑战。
In my own life, I always challenge myself.
我说神啊。扩张我的警戒。
I ask God to really widen my boundaries.
让我对你的认识不要限制你对我的启示。
So that I will not confine you.
这是一个重建。
This is a restoration.
把我们的眼目重新调整在耶稣基督的上面。
So that we can refocus our eyes and.
除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Other than Jesus and crucified.
我其他都不知道。
Nothing I will know it.
弟兄，你愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
真的，我们信主信久了，我们可能就说耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我也知道。
We who are believers for a long time, we say, yeah, I know that.
但是要安全一点的话，我要加上其他的东西。
But then I need all these safety things around me.
我相信圣灵来，他要重新把我们从自己的定见上面转移一下，让我们重新看耶稣。
I really believe when Holy Spirit comes, He is going to refocus our attention.
复兴来的时候，一定有神话语的重新的恢复。
And when revival comes, the first thing is God is going to restore His own word.
复兴离不开神的话语。
Revival cannot be apart from the word of God.
但是当我们把神的话语打开的时候
，When we open His word,
我们需要圣灵来光照。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to us.
那么进入到那真理的实际里面。
So that we can enter into all truth.
你在对神的认识上，你真的进入到自由里面吗
？Have you entered into freedom when you read the word of God?
如果我们还没进入到自由的话，我们需要重建我们的根基。
If we have not yet, we really need to restore.
真理要叫我们得自由。
The truth shall set us free.
你可以爱人爱的自由吗
？Do you love people with freedom?
还是你爱人爱的咬牙切齿
？Or you have to grind your teeth in order to love?
你觉得舍己容易吗
？When you just to die yourself, is that easy for you?
你很自由的可以放下你自己说主啊我没有别的意思就照你的意思
Are you free to die to yourself but to do God's will
当你怜悯人的时候，你是一个 pity 还是一个 compassion？
When you actually see others, do you have pity or do you have compassion?
Compassion 是从神的怜悯的爱，永源源不断，你可以给的。
Compassion comes from the mercy of God. It is never ending.
如果我们在这一些事情上还不够自由的话，那证明我们的根基是有问题的。
And if we are not free to do these, that means our foundation.
神需要在我们生命当中重建我们属灵的根基。
God is going to rebuild His foundation.
这是一个复兴。
This is revival.
复兴也在另一个层面讲到，复兴是一个更新，是一个 renewal.
Revival is all about renewal as well.
Hey, renewal 是什么意思？代表你根基已经有了。
When you have foundation,
但是可能这些东西你觉得不是那么重要了。
And then you may think that these other things is not as important.
但神要让你在你已有的根基上重新焕然一新，有全新的领悟。
But God wants you to have a completely new perspective.
你对神的话语，你觉得福音书你都读过吗？
You think that you read the gospel many times.
你听到你觉得听的都还差不多，你在教会听了三年以后，大概圣经上基本的真理你都听过了。
You listen to sermons for three or four years, you think that you have heard all the sermons.
哎，那些 fundamental 的基要的东西你大概都听过了。
All the fundamental Christianity, you think you all understand.
但是神的话能不能再重新在你里头恢复那个新鲜感？
But do you want God to refresh and to actually give you a new fresh perspective?
每次我打开圣经的时候。
When I open the Bible,
我自己在灵里头一个祷告。
I always pray this.
神啊，让我读这段圣经，就像我第一次读的一样。
I ask God, Lord, please help me to read this passage as if I read it first.
让我的生命就像一张白纸，你可以随便来写。
Let my life just be like a blank sheet.
但求主你约束我的心，让我不要在随便那张白纸上写东西。
But I ask you that also to constrain my heart so that I will not write anything on it.
让神永活的话语。重新焕发出那生命的能力。
May God's own word be revealed to us again.
然后复兴呢，不单单是重建，不单单是更新，最终也是 revive， 这是一个复苏的一个过程。
The third thing about revival is about reviving.
哎，这个就像以弗所教会一样。
It's just like the church in Ephesians.
神说你各样的事情上面都好。
Jesus said that everything he seemed to be very doing pretty well.
但是可能我们失去那起初的爱。
But they have lost their first love.
重新的起初的爱再次在我们生命当中重新活过来吧。
We need to let that first love be revived in our heart.
就像两个夫妻，哦，你都老夫老妻了，没什么恋爱好谈了。
It's just like old couples all say, "Oh yeah, we've been around for so long. We don't need to talk about love anymore."
哎，我跟你说，要常常谈。
What?
要常常谈。
Let me tell you that you really need to retaste that first love.
Hey, 真的，夫妻如果没有那起初的爱，
if
如果没有复苏的话，
if couple have lost their first love,
我们的关系，婚姻的关系会很危险。
There's going to be crisis in your marriage.
需要重新的活过来。
We really need to revive.
这是神的作为。
This is God's.
神的作为，他要重建。
And God's work is to revive. God's work is to renew.
神的作为要重新的复苏我们对他的期待。
And God is going to renew our expectation on Him.
我们的生命当中有拦阻吗？
Is there any hindrance in our life?
让神来除去。
Let God remove them.
真的，若是我们在神面前愿意遵行他的旨意。
If we are willing to follow the will of God.
你就必知道这个旨意是不是从神来的。
Then you will know whether this is from God or not.
你知道了神的旨意，你就行走在复兴的浪潮里。
When you know God's will, you walk in it.
因为复兴就是神要做的事情。
Because revival is all about what God wants to do.
你正在做神要做的事情。
Are you doing what God wants you to do?
复兴就彰显出来。
Then the revival will come.
有个人的复兴。
There is personal revival.
有家庭的复兴。
There is family revival.
小组的复兴。
Small group revival.
教会的复兴。
And there is a church revival.
教会的复兴呢，会带来城市的转化。
And when church is revived, there is a city will be revived.
然后整个国家要转变。
Then the country as well.
这就是神给我们的次序。
This is the sequence that God has given us.
神让我们从耶路撒冷开始。
God wants us to start with Jerusalem.
到犹大全地。
Then the Judea,
撒玛利亚，
then Samaria,
到地极，
and all then throughout the earth.
我们要宣告神永活的作为。
To proclaim the work of God.
真的求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们在神的话语当中可以自由的运行。
So that we will be really, yeah, 自由运行
flow in the
okay
word of God.
Yes, something like
okay,
that.
好，第二个方面。
The second point.
我们需要累积复兴的动力。
The second thing we need to do is to accumulate the momentum for revival.
哎，真的，我们不单单要除去这些复兴的拦阻。
We not only need to remove the hindrance.
最重要，我们要积极的，我们来起来预备自己。
We need to really eagerly seek momentum.
要累积复兴的动力。
To accumulate this momentum.
至少有三个方面我们可以来学习。
There's at least three things that we can do.
第一个方面我们就讲了，我们要学习神的怜悯。
First thing we need to learn is the mercy of God.
复兴就是神的作为。
The revival is all about the work of God.
神来到这世上。
When God come to this world,
就是因为他怜悯我们的心。
Because He is merciful to us.
他爱我们的心。
He loves us.
化成了一个具体的行动。
And then it's really He's personified. He became flesh.
然后慢一步一步走上十字架。
And to the point that He was crucified on the cross.
然后，就是因为他的爱，让他在十字架上又彻底从死里复活。
And it's because of His love that He was actually resurrected from the dead.
真的，我们在属灵征战的这个呼召里面。
In this warfare, spiritual warfare,
我相信最重要，我们要明白一件事情。
The most important thing we must learn.
教会要在这世上有权柄。
In order for church to have authority on earth,
那是来自我们对灵魂的热爱。
It all comes when we really love souls of others.
弟兄姐妹，真的，你要看见复兴临到我们的家庭。
If you want to see revival coming to our families.
你爱你的配偶吗
？Do you love your spouse？
你爱你的孩子吗
？Do you love your children？
你可能会说，当然爱啦。
Of course, I love.
要不爱我也不会忍受这么久、哦。
If I don't love them, how can I endure so long？
我告诉你，那是忍受多过于享受。
Then you are really not. You are just enduring it. You are not really enjoying it.
神要我们是享受。
God wants to enjoy,
享受那个爱的甜蜜。
Really to enjoy love.
怎么可以进入到这个爱？
How do we enter into this love?
怜悯的心。
It's because of God's the heart of mercy.
耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When Christ was crucified on the cross,
所有的人都在嘲笑他。
Everybody was mocking him.
甚至他旁边的一个强盗也在嘲笑他。
Even the two thieves around him.
当耶稣怜悯的心发动的时候，
But when Christ's merciful heart was displayed,
那爱能够遮掩这一切的过犯。
His mercy actually covered all these iniquities.
然后呢，为这些逼迫他的人祷告。
He even prayed for those who are against him.
主啊，你赦免他们。
He says, "Forgive them, Lord."
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
这是一个复兴的迹象。
This is a sign of revival.
当你能够为你旁边的人说，主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的不知道。
When you can pray for those your enemies that just like Jesus,
就是神的作为就在你生命当中彰显了。
Then God's work will be manifest in your life.
爱就可以从你里头涌流出来。
The God's love will flow through you.
你就活在复兴的当中。
Then you will be living in revival.
弟兄姐妹，你不要想到外面的东西。
Okay, don't think just things outside.
神要我们看重每个人。
God is more interested in you.
我们每个人都是生命河里头的一滴水。
Each one of us is a drop of this living water.
你复兴了。
When you are revived,
你周围的人就复兴了。
And all around you will be revived.
复兴从来不是从别人开始，是从你开始，从我开始。
Revival never start outside, always start with you.
但这开始的话，让我们先有怜悯神的，怜悯神那怜悯的心肠。
But before we can have a taste of that, we need to have the mercy of God.
教会在这个世代
，in this generation，
我们看到周围这么多的需要
，we see so many needs around us.
也许我们也活在需要里面
，and we also living in needs as ourselves.
但复兴的作为是什么
？Well, what is the manifestation of revival?
就是有怜悯的心肠。
It is the manifestation of mercy.
让我们求神来翻转我们。
May God turn us around.
在他面前，我们可以被恢复、被更新，再次翻转我们的心思意念。
So that we will be revived and restored ourselves.
那我们可以拥有耶稣基督的心肠。
So that we have the heart of Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是神那救赎的怜悯。
That his mercy and his salvation.
思想耶稣为我们来。
Really, let's think about what Jesus did for us.
思想耶稣为我们死。
thinking about that he died for us.
更重要，思想耶稣为我们从死里复活。
And thinking, remembering that he also was resurrected for us.
怜悯会让教会成为神手中的器皿。
Mercy will be the becomes a tool for the church.
为这世代带来医治的能力。
To bring healing to this generation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的旁边都充满了需要。
There are needs all around us, Lord.
也许今天我们坐在这里。
Even as we sit here,
我们心中都被我们的需要所困扰。
Maybe we all are really
affected by our needs. 神怜悯的心怎么透过你出去？
How does God's mercy flow through you?
为你周围有需要的人祷告。
First, you pray for those around you.
为你周围有需要的人按手祷告。
Pray and lay your hands on them.
我讲到这里，我要操练一下。
As I talk about these, I want some practice.
我们再次两个人两个人一起，你们同起立，好吧
？Why don't we rise up and let's have a practice session?
我们就是为周围有需要的人祷告。
Let's pray for one another.
为他按手祷告。
Let's lay our hands for each other.
你看着他宣告说神爱你。
Let's confess and proclaim that God loves you.To each other.
你告诉他神为你死在十字架上。
You tell each other that Jesus died for you on the cross.
然后神也第三天为你从死里复活。
And he died for you and he was raised from the dead in the on
the day. 神的作为要显明在你的身上。
His work, his deeds will be manifesting.
因为你是神所爱的。
Because you are loved by God.
因为神要成为你的出路。
Because God is going to be the way for you.
神要成为你的盼望。
He is going to be the hope for you.
我所爱弟兄姐妹，我所爱的，我真的神爱你，我也愿意爱你。
And you say that God loves you, I love you too.
我要为你祷告。
I'm going to pray for you.
好不好？简单的两分钟，我们一起彼此来祝福。
How do we do that? Just 2 minutes. Let's pray for one another.
我们一起来祷告，找一个。你一起宣告神的恩典要临到他。
You proclaim God's mercy upon that person.
Hallelujah. Shut it up. Shut it up. 休息一下。Shut it up. Shut it up. Hallelujah. Shut it up.Hallelujah, Hallelujah,好，我们继续来领受神的话。
Once we finish our praying session, we can really just
Hallelujah.
be quiet and let's continue our message.
Yeah. 神让我们在生命当中要累积复兴的动力。
God wants us to accumulate the momentum for revival.
中国有句话叫做“不积小流，无以成江河”。
Okay. This is a proverb in.Chinese proverb which says, if you don't start with small drops, you will never become a river.
真的，我们需要跨出这信心的一步，开始累积复兴的动力。
We need to start proclaiming by faith, by accumulating momentum.
神的作为已经在我们生命当中彰显了。
God's revival is already starting to reveal in our heart, in our life.
借着我们怜悯的行动出去。
By doing and by showing our mercy of God.
第二个，我们累积的就是祷告。
The second thing we need to accumulate is our prayer. We need to practice.
弟兄姐妹，你可以看见，当五旬节圣灵降临之前，门徒在做什么
？Do you remember what happened before the Pentecost? What the disciples were doing?
门徒们在神里头在祷告等候。
They were praying. They were waiting.
是同心合一的祷告，带下圣灵的大能。
They were praying with a united heart.
真的，我们好像还看不见风，看不见雨，但是你信心的眼睛要起来祷告，说神的作为已经要彰显了。
Even though we don't seem to see anything happening, but we need to pray by faith.
同心合一的祷告。
We need to be united in prayer.
真的，不单单是我们自己祷告，我们要连接弟兄姐妹一起祷告。
Not just we praying ourselves, we need to pray as a group.
教会之间要起来祷告。
We need to pray as a church.
真的，不断可以进入到神的同在的现实里面。
We need to enter into God's presence in reality.
真的，很多弟兄姐妹说教会祷告会真好。
Some people say prayer meeting is so good.
但我觉得还不够。
But I think it's not good enough.
真的，我们要更多人来参与。
We need more people to participate.
更多的小流这样子汇集成江河，神的活水的江河就不断的滚动。
We need little drops of water and to become a river of life.
真的，我们跟左右说，一起来祷告会。
And let's just tell each other, let's come to the prayer meeting.
Will you? 让我们一起来祷告会。
Let's come to the and join the prayer meeting.
我告诉你，真的，在祷告会当中，你不要觉得，可能很多时候你觉得你说不上话。
Sometimes you feel awkward in the prayer meeting.
今天我告诉你，你在那边已经在神的复兴的作为里面了。
But if you show up, you're already in the revival.
神看重的不是你口能够说什么。
God is not interested what you say in your mouth.
是你心灵里头的回应。
But he's more important.
你心里头对神说我爱你，神就知道了。
When you say God, I love you, He knows.
你在那边已经在神的复兴的作为里。
You are in His revival ready to.
你正在累积那复兴的动力。
You are accumulating the momentum to revival.
一根柴自己烧，慢慢就熄灭了。
If you just burn like a piece of wood, you will be soon extinguished.
几根柴一起烧，越烧就越旺。
But when many of them are burning together, they will be fire.
祷告会的火需要更多的人起来参与。
The fire of prayer will have to be joined.
你进入神的复兴吗？
You want to enter into God's revival? Please come to the prayer.
真的，我告诉你，要来祷告会当中，一定很多的那些挣扎。
I know that there will be a lot of hindrance.
你一定觉得很多放不下的事情。
There are many things that you want to do.
但我觉得这是 priority 的问题。
But this is a matter of priority.
你今天上班，你可以说不去吗？
Can you say that I'm not going to work today?
我要你可以有十天的假期。
Oh, I'm going to have a day, 10 days vacation.
超过十天，你还是得去上班。
But then once that vacation is over, you have to go back to work.
这是 priority 的问题。
It's because there's priority.
就是帮助我们。
Let God help us.
你要复兴吗？
Do you want revival?
为这个复兴累积那祷告的动力。
Then let's pray and accumulate this momentum for revival.
教会那个人数聚集增长，多人来归主，这就是祷告的结果。
Everything, every time the revival comes, there's going to be always prayer meeting going on.
你对教会失望吗？
Are you disappointed with church?
你为教会祷告多少？
Then have you been praying for church?
你对这个人对那个人失望吗？
Are you disappointed at somebody?
你为这个人那个人祷告多少？
Have you prayed for that somebody?
因为你没祷告，神的作为显不出来。
If you do not pray, God's will will not be manifested.
神真的等候他的子民要起来祷告。
God is waiting for His people to pray.
好让他的作为没有拦阻的，就在这世代可以彰显出来。
God's will will not be hindered.
这是神的心意。
This is God's will.
神借着教会的祷告。
God is going to use the prayer of His people to turn this the world around.
我们要更多人起来参加祷告会。
We need more people to join this effort.
不是祷告会本身吸引人。
It's not that the prayer meeting is very attractive.
是因为我们说祷告的神吸引我们回到他的荣耀的同在里面。
It's because God is drawing us to Himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
第三个是复兴的动力，我们可以累积的。
There is a third thing that will really accumulate.
你要起来勇敢地宣告神的。
We need to rise up and start proclaiming the word.
我告诉你，神的话语不是你的，不是你所知识而已。
The word of God is not about the knowledge of this word.
神的话是有能力的。
The word of God is powerful.
你不要只是在思想里头把神的话想来想去。
Don't just keep on thinking about God.
要起来宣告神的话语。
You need to start and rise up and proclaim and confessing God's word.
今天这世上真的是干渴并非无水，饥饿并非无饼，是因为没有神的话。
In this world, there is thirst and hunger, and there is not because of lack of food or water. It's because there is a lack of God's word.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能常常误解这件圣经。
Sometimes we misunderstand this particular passage.
我们觉得好像神的话我们还讲得不够。
We think that it's because we are not speaking about God's word enough.
我们主日学，我们什么东西，我们就尽量在讲解神的话。
Therefore, we multiply courses and classes to talk about God's word.
但在我里头，我深深的明白一件事情。
But I really truly believe about these.
这世上因为没有什么是没有什么神的话呢
？What is lacking in this world?
是因为没有人可以凭着信心 勇敢地起来宣告，神的话说这样就是这样。
It's because there's a lack of people who dare to believe in the word of God and proclaim it.
你相信耶稣基督的鞭伤要成为我的医治吗？
Do you believe that by His stripes you are healed?
因他所受的刑罚，我要得平安吗？
By His stripes we are healed. Do you believe?
我们可以这样子宣告吗？
Can we proclaim this by faith?
我相信，当我们行走在神的爱的恩典里头。
When we are living in God's love,
我们的宣告可以带来神作为的彰显。
Our confessing the word of God will bring about God's power.
神的作为是神要做的事情。
Because God's word is all about His, what He's going to do.
神要做的事情就在神的话上。
And what He's going to do is in the Bible.
我们要勇敢地起来宣告。
We need to rise up and proclaim by faith.
在施洗约翰的生命当中。
In the life of John the Baptist.
其实他所做的非常的简单。
What he did was actually very simple.
他只是宣告一句话。
He only proclaimed one thing.
就是那个旷野里头的声音。
Is that voice in the wilderness?
他说：“神的国近了，你们要悔改。”
He said, "The kingdom is near."
就是这样一个从神来的声音，让他这一辈子，他这一生一宣告出来的时候，带来整个以色列国的翻转。
That simple message, that simple voice actually brought about a restoration in Israel.
Hey, 真的，在这样一个神的同在的话语的冲击下面的话，有这么多的以色列人从他们的城当中出来，要进到约旦的，要受约旦那个施洗约翰的洗。
Because of his simple message, but proclaimed by faith, many were restored.
有多少人呢？
How many people?
就以色列历史学家他们统计，大概有75到100万人。
They estimated that from historical record that
一个巨大的复兴在当时就起来。
There were many many people that were restored.
人心里头的大小三纲都被削平。
Okay, their hearts were turned around.
让他们可以看见耶稣。
So that they can see Jesus Himself.
所以圣经告诉我们，他是在为耶稣预备道路。
That's why Bible said He was preparing the way for the Lord.
今天我们教会要复兴。
When we want to see revival in our own church.
真的，我们不是把人带到我们教会里头来。
We don't just bring people to our church.
我们要把人带回到耶稣身边。
We need to bring people to God.
为主来预备道路。
To prepare the way for the Lord.
施洗约翰是这么做。
That's what John the Baptist did.
哎，这历史当中的话，使徒们也是这么做的。
And this is also what the all the apostles did.
历史历代以来，这些宗教改革那些人也都在这么做的。
And all the great revivalists in throughout the history, that's what they did.
就是把人心预备好，让他们可以迎见神。
Is to prepare the hearts of people so that they can meet the God Himself.
这个过程里头。
In this process.
教会要起来领受。
We need to church must rise up and receive.
我们今天所缺乏的不是知识。
What we are lacking is not knowledge. It's not systematic theology.
我们今天所缺少的是神今天永活的话。
What we need is a living word of God.
你今天在你里头有一句话是神给你的吗？
Do you have a word from God Himself?
你有这一句话，你就要成为这世代的光。
Then you will be the light to this world.
求神保守我们。
May God help us.
真的，我自己在读神学的时候。
When I was studying theology.
那个师母就问我一句话。
My wife asked me this question.
你的意向是什么？
What is your vision?
我意向当然是建造教会。
Of course, my vision is to build a glorious church.
教会是哪一种？哪一种教会？
And she asked, "What kind of church are you talking about?"
你知道吗？总是你最亲近的人才可以问你最 tough 的 question.
It's always the one that is closest to you will ask those pointed questions.
真的，这 tough question 对到你的时候，你不要觉得被 offended。
Don't be offended when someone asks you that kind of question。
你要觉得 happy。
You should be happy。
因为这是让你更明白你在神面前的光景是什么。
This will really help you and review what your status in before the Lord。
感谢主，神让我想起以斯拉记第七章第九节。
Praise the Lord, God help me remember the book of Israel. Israel.
七章九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9.
他说：“以斯拉定制遵行考究神的律法。”
He says that they were examining the word of God.
然后他也要将他所学的神的律法教训众人都起来遵守。
And not only that, he actually taught the people.
我相信这是神给我的一个呼召。
This is the calling for me.
按照正义分解正道。
Is really to divide the word by truth.
但在这个过程里头，神一直都在挑战我。
But God always challenging me.
不是你的知识可以来解说神的道。
It's not your knowledge that's going to be able to divide the word.
有没有神那永活的话在告诉你，在引导你
？But it's really God's living word that is going to do it.
不单单是你要明白，你要起来宣告。
Not only you must understand it, but you must
你要起来宣讲
profess and confess it.
有一句话就够了。
If you have one word from the Lord, that's already enough.
每个人都有一句话。
Everybody has one word.
教会就活了。
Then the church will be revived.
求神保守我们。
May God help us.
你问一下对方，你的一句话是什么？
Let's ask one another. Do you have a word from the Lord?
Yes. 好，求神保守我们，要累积复兴的动力。
Let's accumulate the momentum for revival.
我相信神把这个心意放在我们里面，神也把一个策略继续显明在我们的生命里头。
God not only lays this desire in our heart, but He also gives us strategies.
我相信在这末后的世代，教会在两件事情上面，我们可以来学习。
In this end time, we must learn two things.
我们要进入那复兴的浪潮。
In order to enter this the flow of revival.
最重要，教会之间我们要连结，我们要合一。
The first thing that we must do is we must learn to interlink and unite in between the church.
教会仍然是神今天手中的工作。
The church is the work of God.
我相信在过往这一二十年间，其实神已经圣灵已经在我们当中拆毁教会跟教会中间那中间隔断的墙。
In the last few 20 years, God is already starting to really removing the wall between the churches.
因为教会之间的根基的话，我相信已经不再受某个宗派的限制。
There is going to be the church foundation should not be related to a denomination.
很多的教会都建立了一个亲密的关系。
So that church can have an intimate relationship with one another.
我们可以在神的国度里头可以肩并肩的作战。
So that we can work together in the kingdom of God.
我相信过往这一年多、两年的时间里头，我相信 GCC 跟我们那个 OROCC 两个教会之间的连结。
Throughout the last two and a half years, there is really a working together between our two churches.
我相信这是神复兴的一个结果。
This is a result of God's revival arriving.
我们正在神的恩典里头。
We are in God's grace.
我们虽然来自不同的国家、地域、不同的习惯。
Even though we come from different backgrounds, different countries.
但是神把我们连接在一起。
But God has put us together.
我们可以一起同心为神的国度一起来努力。
So that we can be united and work for the kingdom of God.
我相信这是一个极柔美的见证。
This is such a beautiful thing, a testimony.
我们跟主耶稣说：“有你真好。”
Then let's tell each other, no, if I have you, this is such a good thing.
真的有你真好。
If I have you, that's a great thing.
我相信神真的不是让我们在一个让人走进来，真的神是让我们要走出去。
God doesn't just want people to come into the church, but God wants us to go out of the church.
我们不单单是要领受祝福。
We not only want to receive blessings.
我们更重要要把祝福给出去。
We need to learn to give it away.
神的能力正在我们的生命当中不断的翻转我们。
God's power is constantly turning us upside down.
让我们可以合一的在神的里头一起连结。
So that we can be united, interlinking with one another.
让我们要形成一股渴慕，要得着灵魂，我们要得着那个福音的那个种子的这样一个心意。
We must become a group of people who desire to really win the world for the Lord.
因为耶稣说，你们要往外看。
God wants us to look outside.
他说庄稼熟了。
The harvest is already ripe.
你们要起来收割。
We need to actually to harvest it.
所以我们要起来一起收割。
Therefore, we must arise.
我们跟主耶稣说，我们一起收割。
Let's go and harvest the.
真的要连结，我们要祷告当中来连结。
We need to pray.
我们在福音的事工上起来连结。
We unite in the work of God.
那更重要的，神要让我们可以得着这个城市。
And most importantly, God wants us.
这是神给的策略。
The God is giving us this.
在末后的时代，我们要为主来赢得我们的城市。
In this end time, we're going to win the city for the Lord.
真的，以前的话，那个复兴好像都是在远方的。
Often we think the missionary thing is always far away.
真的，我们都是把那个宣教士我们拆到那些偏远的、没有福音的土地那些地方。
We send our missionary far, far away.
我承认现在还有这种需要。
We admit that there is still need for that.
但同时，神也在我们的当中，让我们看见我们的周围、我们的家乡其实是属灵荒凉的一个地方。
But God wants to see that there is missionary field right all around us.
圣灵提醒我们。
Spirit is reminding us.
战的地不只是在远方。
The place of warfare is not far away.
也在我们的城市。
It's right right here.
我们的城市有城市的问题。
In the city, there are problems in the city.
但是神对这个城市有他特别的应许。
God has also promised for this city.
我们要学习起来，倚靠神的应许。
We must arise.
为主赢得我们的城市。
To win the city for the Lord.
你在怜悯中看待我们的城市。
Do you see mercy of God in winning this the city?
你在为这个城市祷告的过程里头。
In praying for this city.
你在宣告从神领受那一句话的这样的一个行动里。 你要宣告神给你那一句话。
You must start proclaiming the word that God has given you.
你就看见神的作为正在借着你这样一个顺服的行动。
Then you will see God's work, God's deeds meaning manifest as you obey Him. God's teaching towards us.
从耶路撒冷开始,
is to start in Jerusalem first.
到犹大全地,
then to Judea.
到撒玛利亚,
then Samaria.
直到地极,
then to the ends of the earth.
做我的见证,
to be witness to, for Him. We must become the witness for God.
在我的 工作的场合里头,
to be witness of God around our workplace,
在我的家庭里面,
in our own family,
在我的孩子的面前,
before our children,
在我的长辈面前,
in front of our parents,
一直出去,
then going from there,
你要成为神手中的工作,
becoming a tool in the hands of God,
为这地带来复兴,
to bring about revival on this piece of
land. 在哈巴谷书第三章第二节。
There is a passage in Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2.
那你讲到耶和华,
he says, Lord,
求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
He says, renew your work in our day.
你在这些年间显明出来。
In our days, make them known.
在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
In wrath, remember mercy.
哇，我最近一直在思想、思考这节的经文。
I've been meditating on this passage these last few days.
我说在这个时候,
in this time,
在这个时候,
in our time,
成为我的一个祷告,
become our prayer.
神啊, 就在现在,
and we pray to God, it is
就在这个地方,
now, in this time, in this place,
复兴你的作为,
revive your work.
你的作为彰显出来,
may your work be manifested.
神要做, 他要做的事情,
God is going to do what He wants to do.
神要借着我们彰显他复兴的荣耀。
God wants to use us to manifest His work.
我们已经在复兴里面了。
We are already in the revival.
但是预备自己承接那更大的复兴。
But we need to prepare ourselves to receive even greater revival.
那我们在神面前一起祷告。
Let's pray before the Lord.
亲爱的主，我们将自己再次仰望在你的手里。
Lord, we just commit ourselves to You again.
主啊, 求主你的灵继续引导我。
May your Holy Spirit continue to guide us.
带领我。
Help me.
除去我里头的这些的定见。
Help me to remove all the preconceived ideas.
我觉得复兴应该在这样的环境, 在这个时候, 在那个地方, 要在这些时候发生的时候,
we have this preconceived idea that revival must happen in this and that way.
但主啊, 在你面前说,
But Lord, I ask you.
主啊, 拿去我这些的想法,
please help remove all these hindrances.
你的圣灵来告诉我,
may your Holy Spirit help me.
圣灵来引导我,
teach me, guide me.
让我看见在这些年间你所做的,
so that I can see what you are doing in the, throughout this year.
也让我在灵里头举起一个伟大的盼望, 伟大的期待,
so that I have this great expectation from you.
主啊, 在我生命当中做新事,
so that you will have this to know that you will do new things in this generation. Even our daily life, I will discover the new thing that you've been doing.
主啊, 让我不要限制你,
help me not to confine you,
我的心欢迎你,
so that I can welcome you,
让我的心有你怜悯的意念,
so that I have a mercy.
看见周围有需要的时候,
when I see needs around me, Lord,
我可以起来为他们祷告,
so that I can rise and pray for them.
我不再单单注视我的难处,
Lord, I don't want to focus on my own needs.
主啊, 我要成为你的出口,
I want to be the channel of your blessing.
求主你给我怜悯的心肠,
may you give me your mercy.
让我转眼看见你是怎么看我周围的人,
so that I can turn around and see through your eyes.
主啊, 也给我有话,
Give me your word, Lord.
让我可以勇敢地宣告出来。
So that I can proclaim it courageously.
我再次相信你的话大有能力。
I believe your word has power.
一出就绝不突然返回。
Their word, this word will not turn around.
一定会有功效。
Their this word will have power and effects.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
让我的心单单地仰望你。
Lord, may I, my heart is focused on you.
在教会当中，我找到我的位置。
So that I can find my place in your church.
可以我众弟兄姐妹一同起来连结。
So that I can, we can rise up together with our brothers and sisters.
可以成为荣耀的出口。
To become the mouthpiece for you.
主，我知道你正在做新事。
I know that you are doing new things.
也让我可以参与。
So that I can be part of it.
让我可以起来一起。
That I can arise.
愿你兴起你所拣选的百姓。
May you really revive your own people.
在这地同心前进。
So that we will be a people for you in this time.
主啊，你释放你的恩膏。
May you release your anointing.
就在这个时候。
In this time.
主，我再次祷告，就在这个时候。
Lord, I pray at this time, Lord.
你要苏醒我们的灵。
Renew our heart.
更新我们的心。
Renew our spirit.
再次调整我们心灵的眼目，单单看你。
To redirect our focus.
主，你的荣耀要降临。
Because your glory will fall.
也借着我们领到万邦。主啊，我们谢谢你。弟兄们，同站立，我们用这个诗歌，我们同来回应。
Let's